Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 40 Days of Hope here at Burden and Blessing. I'm Nathaniel Mayhew, and joining me today to go through our passage for consideration on this 27th day of our 40 days is Pastor Mark Tiefel. Mark, what is our passage for today?
Our passage is 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. We're going to read today from the New King James Version. That verse says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." This is just an astounding passage to highlight the work of Jesus on our behalf. It's one of those verses that just in a few words really encapsulates some very meaningful thoughts. And many of our listeners have probably heard of the gospel as the great exchange of what God does for us, of what God takes away, but also what he gives. And that's what you have here. Jesus Christ came, and though he was rich, yet for us he became poor, that we who were poor might become rich. And in the Greek there, you've got the very same words used for rich and poor. And so the Christian can have confidence there through the word of God that whatever burden you're carrying through your sin, then that's what makes us spiritually poor. You know, he's not talking about it in terms of our money, but what makes us spiritually poor is our sin. And Jesus takes that very aspect away from us. He bore that payment on the cross. He took that burden away. He carried it away. He put it down in the grave. And now what is resultant of that is that by faith, we get the riches of his grace, the righteousness, the holiness, the favor of God. All the things that Jesus earned on his own now become ours through his grace. It's such a beautiful passage, the great exchange of what both of what Jesus takes away from us and also what he gives. And what I also like about the way that this was written by the Apostle Paul is you see the, I'm going to call it the royalty of Jesus coming out. You know, I almost think of Jesus as our king. You think of a king coming in great splendor, great circumstance with his procession of soldiers or delegates or whatever. You get that image when you hear the very opening part that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's this extended name highlighting both the power and grace of Jesus Christ. The riches of being found in his kingdom of faith, of being led by him as our king. There's great splendor to this passage as well, where we think of the majesty of our Savior's power, to be willing as king to come and be put in a lowly place to suffer the punishment for our sin. So it's a very powerful verse, and it's one of those verses that perhaps gives us joy in these days, not so much because of the heartfelt sentiment that it makes us feel in our heart, but because of the powerful message that it proclaims directly to us.
I love the picture that you used of the great exchange, Mark. I think that comes out so clearly in this verse, as well as other verses of 2 Corinthians. When you take a look at the book as a whole, is a book about the ministry, the proclamation of the gospel. And this verse really brings out what the gospel is. And how we receive the gospel. Jesus humbled himself. I think of John 1, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And because Jesus took that flesh upon himself and lived a perfect life and died the death that we deserved. Another passage from 2 Corinthians that I think really brings out the idea of the great exchange is a couple of chapters earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, where the Lord there says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. That's what Christ did for us. He became poor. He took upon himself the punishment that we deserved in order to set us free so that we are now rich. As Paul says in this verse, we've received the riches. We didn't deserve it, but Christ earned it for us. That's what we have become because he has become poor in our place. Today and yesterday, in the verse that we considered yesterday, there was an emphasis on glory. And you brought out yesterday in the verse this idea that the world has of glory. We want it now. But as Lutherans, we understand that that glory that we're looking for, the richness that Christ has earned for it, many times we don't find it here in this life. The richness and the glory that we look forward to is in the life to come. Jesus has opened up the door to heaven for us. And so even when we are in the absolute worst situation in this life, no matter how bad it is, we still as Christians, knowing that Christ has redeemed us from sin and death, we still have something great to look forward to in the future because of what he has endured in our place. So our glory and the hope that we have doesn't rest in this life alone. We do have hope in this life, but it's not only in this life. We have an even greater hope in the world that is yet to come.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the great exchange of the gospel, that Jesus was willing to be humbled and to become poor in our place, to carry our sins away so that we would have the riches of his grace. Lord, we ask in our lives today, keep us mindful of the power of the gospel. Help us to recognize the power of that message and how it can change and influence our lives today and into eternity. Keep us from following vain and hollow philosophies and traditions of the world that lead us away from what Christ has provided for us. Each and every one of our days, Lord, no matter what we encounter, instill in us the hope that we have by faith that comes from the message of our Savior Jesus. Help us to be lifted up by his power in our moments of weakness, that we would be reminded once again of how rich we are through his love and mercy shown for us. Let that be our hope, Lord, today and throughout the rest of our week as we move forward as faithful followers in the name of our Savior Jesus. In his name we offer this request. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.